Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
The British showbiz personality Mylene Klass recently praised her fiancé Simon Motson for undergoing a vasectomy in order to, as she said, give her body a break after four miscarriages. She said she shared her story online to show men that getting a vasectomy can be empowering, not emasculating. So why is it still considered unusual if men do opt to have a vasectomy? Well, I'm joined by Dr. Killian Bates, who provides vasectomies at Bath Avenue Medical Centre in Dublin as part of vasectomy.ie, and also Dr. Kiva Hartley, GP with a special interest in women's health. And thank you both for joining us. First to you, Killian, do you think there's a reluctance amongst men to even consider vasectomy as a birth control option?
Hello, thanks for having asked us on. No, I don't think so. I think maybe historically there was a difficulty in finding out about it. And I think one of the things that has changed is that it's easier to find out about the option when somebody's considering it. But I don't think that there's a significant reluctance in many people's minds. I think people are very busy, and they tend to look for a convenient and effective solution when they're planning their families. Certainly in the people that I speak to in my work, I don't see a significant reluctance in people to consider the option of vasectomy.
So would you say now that it's become a more attractive option because it is practical as time has gone on and the procedure has developed?
Yes, very much so. So definitely. I mean, the feedback that we get from patients is that because it's effective and it's practical and it's reliable, it's a sensible decision for many people. And I think that the process of carrying out a vasectomy has become less complicated and more straightforward than it would have been 30 years ago.
So, Kiva, you're speaking to women in the main. Do you agree that more men are willing to consider vasectomy as an option?
I do feel that over the last few years, more and more women that I talk to will mention that their partner has had a vasectomy. And I think a lot of women really embrace that. I think it's nice for the burden, not just psychologically and physically when it comes to something like birth control and family planning, but also even just the financial burden of contraception has been maybe taken off the shoulders solely on women as it has been for so long. So I really embrace it. I think it's fantastic. I think we should have more male options for contraception. And I think vasectomy, because it's so effective, is a really good option for lots of people. So I think the women I do talk to, they're delighted when their partners mm-hmm. have gone for that.
But the onus is still, in reality, the onus still is on the female partner to sort out contraception. Do you agree?
I think it's complicated when it comes to contraception, because we use contraception obviously for birth control and to prevent unplanned or unintended pregnancies. But contraception actually, it achieves a lot of different things for women. For some women, it's just empowering them to have control over their cycle, or to choose not to have periods if they're active or it doesn't suit their lifestyle, or if they have very heavy bleeding and it affects their quality of life. And it can treat other things. It can treat premenstrual syndrome. It can treat hot flushes for perimenopausal women. So there's actually a lot of benefits to contraception that are not just contraceptive. Mm-hmm. So it's complicated, I think, for a lot of women as to why they might choose to go on birth control. But the onus really is on women. And a lot of that burden is kind of disproportionately on women when it comes to contraceptive choice in particular.
All right. Well, Killian, let's get down to the nuts and bolts of this now. What is a vasectomy? How does it work? What's the procedure?
Well, a vasectomy is a simple and reliable procedure which is intended to give people a permanent or long-standing solution to family planning. So when somebody feels that their family is finished, a vasectomy, by dividing the tube that connects the inside and the outside, prevents them from having any more children.
How fast is it? How does it, you know, do you have to spend, how long do you need to spend in with you to have this done?
Well, it's a very straightforward procedure. We always say that the most difficult thing is the decision in the first place. So when somebody has their mind made up, the process of having the vasectomy is very straightforward. It can be carried out as a day procedure, so you don't have to go into hospital overnight. And people are generally in and out within a very straightforward and short period of time, and can get back to doing what they're doing very quickly afterwards.
So in most cases, they can go straight back to work the next day?
Yes, if somebody works in a desk type occupation, they can often get back to work within the day. And if somebody's in a more heavy or physical role, we'd normally advise that they take a day or two, maybe have the procedure carried out on a Friday, and they're back to doing what they do by Monday.
Okay, and you say that the longest part of this sometimes is around making the decision. What are the concerns and the fears that the men express to you?
Well, I suppose people are concerned about, will it work? Will it be reliable? And we can say that it's extremely reliable and has a very low contraceptive failure rate. People are concerned about whether or not it will change them or it will change the nature of their relationship. And we're able to reassure them that in the vast majority of cases, it won't. And I think people as well are concerned about the element of the unknown. And through providing good quality information and making it accessible to people, I think we've taken considerable steps in the last 10 years to make that deciding bit easier for people.
And how effective is it then as a method of birth control?
Very effective. So the contraceptive failure rate of vasectomy varies between 1 in 1,000 and 1 in 2,000 cases. So it's extremely reliable. And it also has the considerable advantage among the 15 methods of family planning available in Ireland and the UK that it can be checked afterwards. So by doing a simple test after the procedure, we can give people additional reassurance and check the reliability of their procedure.
I'm sure your clients ask you, is it reversible?
Yes. We always spend a lot of time talking to people about whether it's the right decision for them. And so if we're doing our job well, we hope that the issue of reversibility doesn't come up too often. But sometimes people's family circumstances change and unavoidable or unpredictable things can happen. Yes, there are three situations in which somebody can have kids after vasectomy. They can have the vasectomy reversed. They can go on to have IVF treatment after vasectomy or adopt children. The most practical issue with reversing a vasectomy tends to be the age of the person's partner. And given the average age at which people undergo a vasectomy, that can be a factor. But yes, it is possible to have kids afterwards.
Okay, and to come back, Caoimhe, to what Mylene Klass said. She said in her statement, the drugs play havoc with you, even the birth control ones. Chemical birth controls, I mean, as you've said there, they have been a fantastic development for women, lots of advantages, not just birth control. But some people have a complicated relationship and can experience problems with methods of birth control.
Absolutely, yeah. So I think the birth control methods that are the most commonly used in Ireland are the contraceptive pill. And condoms, actually. But looking at the contraceptive pill, that's a combination of two synthetic hormones, estrogen and usually a second hormone, progestogen. And for a lot of women, not all women, but for some women, they can get side effects because of these hormones. Things like breast tenderness or headaches or change in mood or a change in their bleeding pattern. And that can really impact on women. Some women end up having to try lots of different types of pills before they find one that suits them. We have long-acting forms of contraception for women, which is great. Like, we've lots of choice out there, which is really good. And there, it is a bit of trial and error to find something that really suits you. There's an implant called the Implanon, which is a little kind of matchstick-style bar that's inserted into your upper arm. And that lasts for 3 years. And there is an injection, which lasts for 3 months. And then there's also the intrauterine devices. Some of them have copper, but some of them have a hormone called progestin in them. And some of them can last even for up to 8 years or longer, depending on what age you are when they're inserted. But all of these things, like any medication, has, you know, they have the potential to give you unwanted side effects. And often that's quite unpredictable before someone tries something. And that can really play havoc, you know, for someone if they try something and then they have to go back to their doctor and discuss through the symptoms that they're having. So it can be really hard. I think that's why it's so great to have really good, reliable options for men out there as well. So it's not all on the female partner.
And there are other options for men, aren't there, outside of the vasectomy route?
Well, there's condoms for one, there's barrier method, and there's spermicides, but they're not as reliable. So their kind of failure rate would be higher. There is talk of new potential male contraceptions coming down the line. There's a gel that would be applied daily, which is hormone-based, that actually inhibits sperm production. There's a hormone in it that would prevent the production of sperm. So that's how it prevents pregnancy, and then it replaces the testosterone that it's blocking. So there's testosterone in the gel. So that's kind of going through levels of testing, I think, at the moment. It would be interesting to see now when that comes out, where things are at and whether men go for that.
Well, just going back to the hormone-based contraceptives that you went through there, do you come across cases where you have women, Caoimhe, who cannot use any of those methods successfully, that the side effects are too difficult for them to bear?
I think that's unusual, but it's not impossible. It's not unheard of. And unfortunately, there are women who just, even after trying different types or different options of contraception, can't find something that they feel well on or suits them or is affordable or, you know, fits their lifestyle. And that can be really challenging. And we do look at, I think there's other options too for women. There's tubal ligation, which is, the most similar thing to vasectomy that we would have, which would be a surgical procedure, which can prevent pregnancy, but is a much bigger deal. Like, you're talking about having a consultation with a surgeon or a gynecologist and then having that procedure done. And for other women, I suppose they rely on things like condoms and other barrier methods. But they're not always reliable. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, access to things like emergency contraception and all of that, you know, is really important too for that reason.
We have a message here, Killian, from a listener called Noel, who would like to know the answer to this question. Can you ask the doctor about post-vasectomy pain syndrome? How prevalent is it?
Post-vasectomy pain syndrome is certainly an issue, and it's something that we tend to discuss in detail with people before the procedure. The important thing about it is that it is a thing. We quote varying rates of prevalence between 1% and 2%. The tricky thing about assessing pain is that it can be extremely debilitating for some patients, and happily that number of patients is very, very small. But pain extends along a continuum of severity, so it can be tricky to find a satisfactory definition. We do have effective options for treating people if they do run into complications after a procedure, and we hope that when the procedure is carried out carefully, that the likelihood of a complication is very low.
Do you think that access to vasectomies needs to be better for men?
Oh, well, definitely. As I explained to you, I think that better information has had a noticeable and measurable impact on the number of people who are seeking out and going forward with a vasectomy. I suppose at the point where somebody has made their decision, it's very important that they can get one. Mm-hmm. Now, we do have a very good network of doctors who are GPs or who are qualified in the area of family planning or in the area of providing vasectomy surgery around the country, and generally the services that are available are very good. We would always have concern that the service remains accessible, and particularly about the potential for the development of something like a postcode lottery, where somebody who might like to undergo a vasectomy just can't get one because the funding isn't available.
Yeah, it's hard to get figures on this, but I see there was some research from 2018 which showed 8% of Irish men have already undergone a vasectomy. That's very low. Is it low in comparison to other countries, Killian?
You've hit the nail on the head that it's difficult and tricky to get accurate numbers. The most recent international numbers that I would have would suggest a worldwide prevalence of about 2.4% of vasectomy, but that's probably skewed by the fact that many people live in the global south, where vasectomy is much less commonly adopted. I think that more information about the prevalence of vasectomy would be very helpful, and would probably help people with the decision about whether or not it's the right one for them. Certainly in our own service in vasectomy.ie, we are seeing increasing numbers of people inquiring about and proceeding to vasectomy as a method of family planning.
Yeah, I would imagine, Caoimhe, that you're having conversations with women who have had this conversation at home with their partner. Have you any insight for us as to why men might be less likely to go for a vasectomy?
I presume, I'm sure, Killian, I think there's a lot of fear of the unknown, maybe fear of what the procedure itself involves, and the pain that might be attached to that. I'm sure maybe the stigma attached to it.
Okay, we're losing the line there with Dr. Caoimhe Hartley. Don't worry, Caoimhe, we got a great sense of your position on this. Dr. Caoimhe Hartley and Dr. Killian Bates, thank you both for joining us today. Next up, we're going to be talking about the World Cup. England are through to the final 16. That's after this.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.